and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 86. So welcome to a throwback episode. I don't normally share my life with you guys, but there's been a passing in my family, and I just honestly got back from Italy as well. I thought I had an episode for today. I did not, but that's okay because it gives us opportunity for a throwback episode, and let me tell you, it's going to be a great one. So sit back, relax, and here we go.
This comes from Sad Mortician on Reddit.
My mom just casually dropped some crazy news on me, and I need help making sense of it. For background, my parents are super Italian, mostly conservative, Bostonian. Talking about aliens or UFOs is still crazy to them. So, one of my cousins, who sadly I'm not that close with, has apparently gone off the deep end after losing his job. My mom called me out of the blue just now to say that my uncle and my adult cousin had gotten into a physical altercation. Turns out he became super consumed by the idea of grays, UFOs, and aliens after having some downtime without a job. My uncle was getting super concerned about his obsession, and shit turned physical. I know my mom doesn't talk about that kind of stuff, so I didn't entertain the alien idea. But then, before she hangs up, she told me something along the lines of this. When your uncle and I were in junior high, we saw Dr. Seuss character-looking men come up from under the water at the reservoir lake. They lived in an isolated part of Western Mass right near a reservoir. Apparently, my uncle wanted to take a closer look at whatever the hell he had just seen, so he went around the part of the lake he saw them walk on. They saw what my mom described as pink goo with an odor she's never smelled before. She said it was so captivating to smell, but wasn't good or wasn't bad, just intriguing. My uncle reached down and touched the goo and kept going back day after day for about 2 weeks. He tried to tell others about it, but he was called insane. My mom and him are a few years apart, so since my mom had a few years left in school, she got him to agree to just stop talking about it. My mom also let it slip that my uncle truly believes something happened when he touched the gooey substance. Like, negative impacts on his life. I was mind blown. And she just tried to casually gloss over it too. I asked her about the men, and of course she won't say they are 100% aliens. All she said is that they look like tall-necked Dr. Seuss characters, popped up from what was clearly underneath the water, and doesn't remember seeing an exit path, only saw the direction they went towards on the opposite side of the lake. Does anyone know what this could possibly be?
This comes from Glittering_injury_31 on Reddit.
While working as a night dispatcher for an alarm company, I received a frantic call one midnight. It was a janitor from an elementary school we monitor, and we spoke often. With a trembling voice, she asked if we could send the police. An intruder was in the school. This woman was hysterical. My partner called the police, as I stayed on the line with her. I asked her for a description of the intruder and where she was for the police. She replied, "I'm hiding under a desk in the main office." This was serious. In my 7 years as a dispatcher, I handled bank robberies, guns to the face, break-ins, arsons, etc. And I never heard anyone so scared. After calming her down, I asked her what happened. This was her reply. She was done for the night, alone in the building with all the doors and classrooms locked. She was gathering her things, ready to exit, and set the alarm. The building was silent. Strangely, she heard a metal garbage can rattling. She looked to see a young, red-haired woman standing over the garbage can looking at her. She was wearing a dress, pumps, a coat with a fur collar, and looked sad. Her clothes seemed old-fashioned. My janitor friend said to the woman, "Excuse me, but the school is closed. You must leave." The red-haired lady calmly turned down a hallway without saying anything. The janitor followed close behind, wondering who she was and how she got in. As she turned the corner, expecting to see the trespasser down the long corridor, nobody was there. She checked all the doors along the corridor, all the way to the exit, and all the doors were locked. Not to mention, there was no sound of any door being opened in the quiet building. Fear set in, and she ran to call me. The janitor began to cry and said, "Please send the police. Hurry." I said, "What do you mean?" "She wasn't there," she replied through tears. "There was nowhere for her to go. I turned the corner and she was just gone." She seemed in shock or denial. The police notified us that they were outside and all the doors were locked along the outside perimeter, and they wanted in. This poor, terrified janitor didn't want to leave the office. I convinced her to let the officers in. They did a thorough search and found no signs of entry or anyone. No one was observed in the vicinity. The janitor quit and never called me again. This was 25 years ago, and there were no cameras monitoring the school at the time. Now, here's a little backstory. I later found out a young teacher employed at the school had taken her own life several years earlier and was rumored to haunt the facility. Hope you enjoyed this and were
spooked. This comes from basic_spook on Reddit.
I work at a psychiatric hospital, and I've always believed that population is most susceptible to demonic oppressions and possession. Today, a visibly psychotic patient looked at me and said, "Demons aren't always a bad thing." Meanwhile, minutes before, I was thinking about how many patients I have encountered that actually may be possessed. I'm wondering if some people have an easier time detecting oppression / possession than others, or if anyone has any similar experiences.
This comes from UnluckyDeer448 on Reddit.
Growing up, a few different family members have seen things that shouldn't be there. One time my mother saw our landlord slash neighbor walk through our house, even though he had recently died in a car accident. It freaked her out so badly she had us kids sleep on the floor. One of my cousins always saw a man who looked like a shadow of a cowboy in her doorway as a child. And my brother always saw a lady in white wandering around our childhood home. I've never experienced anything of the sort until a few years ago. One night, I was at my childhood home late at night. I was talking with my mother and husband in the open space living area. As I was walking into the kitchen, I saw something out of the corner of my eye down our long and darkened hallway. It gave me the impression of a wretched female. I cannot explain it any better than that. It wasn't a physical presence like seeing a person. It was more a shadowy impression. I instantly got a sense of malevolence and foreboding. I was immediately frozen with what felt like live wire sensation, and my hair stood up on end. I was really taken aback by what I just saw, but it was the feeling it gave me that affected me the most. To this day, I still feel that awful sense of evil. I stopped talking and calmly asked my mom where she kept the holy water. I was raised Catholic and my mother always had holy water in her home. The presence was lingering outside the doors of my mother's foster children. Despite the awful feeling, I sprayed each door down with holy water and was eventually able to get rid of the lingering feeling. It was such a foreboding presence. I have never felt anything like that before and have yet to experience anything like that again. All right, again, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And if you have any paranormal stories at all, send them to me. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.